St. John, the gospel according, to St. John. Amen. The gospel according to St. John. Amen. Not the gospel according to Kelvin Baker, Rosa Baker, or anyone of that nature, but it is the gospel according to St. John. It's St. John's account of what he experienced, what he heard that had transpired with Jesus. We're going to look beginning at verse number 1 of St. John chapter 8. Beginning at verse number 1, we'll run it all the way down to the 11th verse. Just some history here. Jesus had gone away to pray. Amen. He had gone away to pray, and he had come back. And he was there in the temple, in the church house, teaching the word of God. But he had already spent time in prayer. He had already spent a great deal of time in prayer prior to this. And our reading today pick up right at verse 1. The Bible says, "But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives." Amen. Amen. Next verse. "At dawn, he appeared again in the temple courts where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them." Amen. It's very important that we know that. "The teacher of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman. A woman, she was caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, 'Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law of Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. Now, what do you say?' They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing Jesus. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and he said to them, 'Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her.'" Read on. "Again, he stooped down and he wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older one first, until only Jesus was left with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her. He said, 'Woman, woman, 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 where are they? Has no one condemned you?' 'No one, sir,' she said. 'Then neither do I condemn you,' Jesus declared. 'Go now and leave your life of sin.'" May the Lord have a blessing to the reading of the Word of God today. Sister Nancy, if you would help me just for a minute here. I want each one of you to grab about 3 or 4 stones, depending on how many you feel you need this morning. Amen. Amen. Grab these stones real quickly here with me. This morning I want to speak to your message entitled, "Lay Down Your Stones." Lay down your stones. You see, there is something in us that makes us want to put others in judgment. There's something in us that makes us want to get into somebody's business and be judgmental of them. And here we find in scripture here that Jesus conducting a teaching. And while he was conducting the teaching, the religious people showed up and interrupt his teachings. They interrupt his teachings and they brought before him a woman that had committed adultery. Adultery being defined as someone that is married and decides to have a relationship. Keep the stones in the back. We might have a lot of stoning going on today. Amen. Someone who married but have a relationship outside of marriage. And we certainly don't want to downplay that act, because that's a serious thing, people of God. You know, you're married to someone, you must be committed to that person. But here, once again, we find Jesus in Scripture becoming a friend to someone that the religious folks want to put in judgment. And so Jesus begins to stoop down and he begins to write in the sand. He begins to write in the sand. They were requiring that this woman be put to death. And please understand, if you follow the law correctly, that first of all, their method of bringing the woman before Jesus was incorrect. Because last time I checked, you and I, we can't commit adultery all by ourselves. Someone told me it takes two to tango. Amen. You guys agree with that, right? It really takes two to tango. You can't tango by yourself. So someone must ask the question this morning, where is the man? Would you say that? Where is the man? So she's brought before him. The law required that both of them, first of all, they've been caught. So where is the man? So first of all, that was improper altogether. But the neat thing here is that Jesus is able to look into each one of our lives today. He's able to look into each one of our lives today. And he encourages us, before you start throwing stones at others, stop and take a look in the mirror. You see, one thing unique about mirrors. Now, you may come to me and say, Pastor, how you like my dress? Or how you like my three-piece suit? And I may want to be politically correct. And maybe, since you're wearing a little purple color suit or whatever, and I kind of find, you know, a purple suit to be a bit odd. And I may say, It's nice. It's okay. Just to be politically correct, because I don't want to hurt your feelings. Or you may come in a loud orange dress and say, Pastor, how you like my dress? And I don't want to hurt your feelings, so I'll kind of tone it down. Well, it looks nice. It's okay. But in reality, it's a bit out of place. It's like, well, what you doing with the... There's a purple suit on. It's not Purple Sunday. We aren't wearing purple. Why purple? What's this about this loud orange? Hopefully nobody got on a loud orange suit this morning, okay? Thank you. Look like we're good. And so while I might be just trying to be politically correct, but one thing about a mirror just show it to you just like it is. It doesn't try or attempt to be politically correct or tactful or whatever. It is what it is. It is what it is. But what these religious leaders failed to recognize while they sat in judgment over this woman, that they had a bunch of junk going on in their own lives. They had a bunch of junk going on in their own lives. And while they sat there with stones, ready to be given the okay to throw stones at this woman, Jesus kneels down. He kneels down and he begins to write some things in the sand. The theologians are still coming up with all types of things that Jesus perhaps wrote down there. The scripture does not tell us what Jesus wrote down there. But what we see in scripture that we can't help but speculate in our understanding, that when Jesus was writing in the sand was something that each one of them quickly began to be acquainted with, because it was sin that they had committed. And they chose to put this woman in judgment opposed to dealing with their own sin. The scripture says that he started, was it from the youngest to the oldest or the oldest to the youngest? Which one was that? Huh? Oldest to the youngest. Now, some of us has been serving God for a mighty long time. There is something we should know better not to do. I mean, there are just some things that you learn from being around the church house. There are some things that you learn from being around Christians. There are some things that you learn from being around Christians that have passed on some great values, some great morals, and things that we learn from them. So Jesus starts from the top. And it's like, granddad, you know better than this. Mama, you know better than this. Church mama, you know better than this. So he begins to write down. And it appeared that one after another, when they saw their issues, that everybody, remember, he didn't have a word of prayer and told the one that he was dealing with, only you look up and see what's there. But everybody got a chance to see it. And little by little, from the oldest to the youngest, guess what happened to those stones? Guess what happened to those stones? Guess what happened to the stones? The stones began to drop. You see, it is easy for us to throw stones at others. But I stopped by this morning to encourage you to put down those stones and examine yourself. Sometimes it's not easy to examine yourself. It's easy to throw stones at, I'm going to go there, Donald Trump. Amen. Amen. Isn't it easy? How many of you still got your stones? Hold your stones up. Hold your stones up. Hold your stones up. Hold your stones up. If I had Donald Trump up here, perhaps some of you believers would please, I'm not Donald Trump. Please. Don't hit me. But we'll be quick. But really, that's not the proper thing to do. I know how you're feeling. I feel the same way. But that ain't the proper thing to do. But what Jesus teaching here should encourage us is to drop, to lay down our stones and begin to focus on the man in the mirror. Amen. Begin to focus on the lady in the mirror. By the way, that man in the mirror, that lady in the mirror, that's not somebody else. That's us. You got to deal with you. You got to deal with you. So one after another, that as Jesus kept writing, it could have been any type of thing that were going on. Some of the ideas that's been tossed around over the years concerning what Jesus was writing. Some maintain that Jesus began to write down the laws, that each one of them stood there in violation of. Some conclude that Jesus was writing down each one of their sins, and it was brought into the public arena while those that were listening, remember there were those that were there that Jesus were teaching, and the Pharisees came in and interrupted the Bible study. And wanted Jesus to deal with this woman. So there were a lot of folks looking down as Jesus revealed to each one of them what was going on in their very own life, And some maintain that he wrote a message that was specific to each one of the Pharisees that were present. But there was a desire. There was a desire to stone someone to death. But they failed to see what was going on and to check and to examine what was going on in each one of their lives. Again, it's an easy thing to throw rocks at someone else, but it's extremely challenging to begin to look at yourself, to begin to look into your own eyes and begin to see the rocks in your own eyes and deal with it. It's not hard for any of us today to recognize who we are in Christ and to recognize where we stand and to know what our faults and our weaknesses are. If we had time, I could take this mic, and if the people of God would be willing to be honest with themselves, that each one of us from the pulpit to the pew, we would, if we are honest with ourselves, we would confess our very faults. And so Jesus says, if any man does not have faults, does not have sin, cast the stone. Cast the stone. You're here this morning. If you don't have any faults, if you haven't failed on the Lord this week, cast the first stone at someone else. Go ahead and cast it. But as honest as we can be to ourselves, that one thing about the Pharisees, when Jesus brought their sin into the public courts, they walked away. They laid down their stones and they walked away. Now here's the most beautiful part of this story. And as each one of them, by the way, each one of them represents all of us. As each one of them walked away and said, I'm not feeling it. Each one of them walked away. And their sin was revealed. Now Jesus is left with this woman. with this woman. Now, if there is anyone that was qualified to start throwing stones at this woman, it was who? It was Jesus. But I don't see here, maybe you see it, but I don't see here if Jesus even had any stones in his hand. He didn't have any stones in his hands, people of God. And notice what Jesus says to this precious woman that had already been condemned, and they were ready to condemn her to death. Notice what he says to her. He says, "Lady, where are your accusers now? Where are your accusers now?" And you know, some people want to jump to conclusions and quickly say, "Well, wait a minute, Jesus don't have no issues on this." Of course he does. But notice what Jesus tells this woman after her accusers have been put to public shame. They wanted to put her in public shame, but Jesus flipped the switch on them and broke down their faults, wrote down their sins, caused them to leave. And they recognize that they got issues, big issues. I don't know what Jesus wrote down there, but perhaps there were some murderers in the crowd. Perhaps there were some false prophets in the crowd. Perhaps there was someone in the crowd that wasn't even a believer. And he began to spell each one of them out so that everybody could see it. And what lessons can we take from it? Is that we as people of God need to be very careful on how we throw rocks at others. That Jesus wants us to know, you need to check yourself. You check yourself. You get yourself right. You get yourself right. Hebrews 13:17 says it like this. Obey them that have ruling and authority over them, and submit yourself, for they watch over your soul. Again, it's important for us to be very careful on how we throw rocks. Along with the scribes and the Pharisee came a crowd of other folks. They stated their case against the woman, citing that she was caught in the act of adultery. And they bring her forward to be beaten and condemned and killed. But Jesus steps in. You know, I think we can conclude this morning that if anybody's a friend to the sinner, it's Jesus. It's Jesus. Jesus is all in it for the sinner. Which is why I don't care what we deal with in today's society with same sex and transgender and all of this other stuff that's going on. You have to, people of God, recognize that Jesus is a friend to everyone. And we have been brought into the family of God because he chose to be my friend. He chose to be your friend. But when Jesus breaks it down to this woman, and he says to her, "Look around. Where are they now? Where are they now?" And he tells her this, which I believe transformed her life, delivered her from a life of adultery, and set her free to serve him for the rest of his life. He tells her. He empowers her. He tells her. He says, "Go away. Go away." And he speaks this over her. He says, "Go away." And what? sin no more.
How beautiful it is. You have this situation here of a woman, of a crowd, and Jesus. And it starts off with a woman on the verge of being put to death. But at the end, Jesus empowers her, encourages her to go and sin no more. What a beautiful message of Jesus. What a beautiful message of Jesus. Yeah, yes, Jesus could condemn each one of us today. But his message of love to each one of us, he said, my brother, my sister, he says, go and sin no more. That I ain't condemning you. No one else has the right to condemn you. Go and sin no more. And how this shocked everyone, that while they came to trap Jesus, they discovered that they were dealing with an omniscient God that sees all things, knows all things, that perhaps what he was writing, he was telling someone that how can you accuse her of being an adulterer? Who were you with last night? I think you can recognize that the brother just started getting out of there. Like, I'm out of here, I'm out of here, I'm out of here. Because the omniscience of God, that God knows everything. He sees everything. That you cannot hide anything from God. Lay down your stones, people of God. Lay them down. Lay them down. Don't throw them at people. Lay down your stones and pick up love. Lay down your stones and pick up love. Why is that so important? Because the Bible says love covers a multitude of sins. Don't condemn them, people of God. Don't point your finger at them, people of God. Love on them. Love on them. One of the greatest lessons I learned as a young Christian, that when I got saved, I felt everybody should get saved, and there was nothing wrong with that theology. But I dealt with people. I dealt with the sin that were in individuals' lives. If I was ministering to someone and they were smoking, they were smoking up something, I'm attacking their smoking. I'm judging them. But that's not what we've been called to do. We are not called to address individual sin. We are called to love them to Jesus. You see, it is Jesus that takes care of the sin. Not us. Last time I checked, people of God, while all of us got blood flowing through our veins, none of our blood, if we mixed it all together, is powerful enough to forgive anybody's sin. Bring them to Jesus. I don't care what lifestyle they're in. You bring them to Jesus. You bring them to Jesus. I have a couple that, a lesbian couple that lives a block away from us. And when I'm out running and everything, they see me, they stop and say, here comes our blessing. Because I always, you know, greet them and wish God's blessings on them. And that's how I address them. And so they don't run when I come, but they stop. And listen, people of God, your greatest power that God has given you is to love people, love on them, love people like Christ, love this church. We have to love one another. is the love that is extended to individuals. You know, the scripture doesn't talk about this adulterous woman anymore after that. But I know enough in scripture that when individuals have an encounter with Jesus, they are never the same again. They're never the same again. So here, this adulteress not only gets release of being condemned and put to death, but she's also set free and empowered to go forth and sin no more. Hold those stones in your hand right now in the name of Jesus. Hold those stones up in your hand right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus today, Lord God, we seek your forgiveness, Lord God, of how we stone people with our mouths. We seek your forgiveness today, Lord God, of how we said things about folks, Lord God. Lord God, we seek your forgiveness today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we seek your forgiveness today. And Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we take these very stones that we hold in our hands. We take them, Lord God. These stones that were to condemn folks. These stones that were designed to judge folks. These stones that were designed to make ourselves big and somebody small. We take them today, Lord God. And we lay them down. We lay them down and we pick up love for all mankind. Love for our brother and our sister. Love for people all over the world. Love for our president. Love for those that we despise. We perhaps even hate. We pick up love today in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus today, Lord God, that that same love and that same passion, Lord God, that you extended to this adulterous woman. Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that that love is released all over this place right now. Lord God, that love is released all over this place, that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Oh, free us, Lord God, as you that adulterous woman. Free us, Lord God, and tell us in the name of Jesus, go away, go on your merry way and sin no more. Holy Ghost of God, today have your perfect will in your way. Move in our lives, move in our atmosphere. Lord God, we know that, Lord God, we know, Lord God, we know, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you know everything about us. You know everything about us. And we ask, Lord God, that that same mercy that was extended to that woman be also extended to each one of us. Bless us, Lord God. In Jesus' name.